From Spark and Anvil and Fossil Forge, this is Strata and Spec in Chapter 1 of the Fossil Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.
The Fossil Forge field site was a quiet place, except for the wind. It whistled past a giant cliff face, a wall of rock striped like a cake with layers of brown, gray, and tan. This was Strata's domain. She stood before it, hands on her hips, reading the layers like pages in a giant, dusty book. Each stripe told a story of ancient mud, sand, or volcanic ash, a story millions of years long. A few paces away, under a canvas tent, was a completely different world. This was Spec's kingdom, a high-powered microscope, trays of glass slides, and little brushes. Spec hunched over his eyepiece, humming a tune. He wasn't looking at the big picture. He was looking for the tiniest of things, the microscopic fossils of creatures that lived and died in those ancient seas. Between them sat a core sample, a long tube of rock drilled right out of the cliff. It was a perfect copy of the layers, just smaller. This sample was their shared project. Strata saw the order of the story. Spec found the dates on the pages. They couldn't solve the puzzle of the past without each other. "Find anything interesting in that gray layer?" Strata called out, her voice calm and steady as the rock she studied. "Always," Spec chirped, not looking up. "The little things are where the biggest secrets hide."
Strata ran her hand along the side of the rock core. It was cool and slightly gritty. She squinted, her eyes tracing one specific band of dark gray shale. It was about as thick as her thumb. Below it was a chalky white layer, and above it, a sandy brown one. "All right," Strata murmured to herself. "So the story goes like this." She pointed to the bottom white layer. "A deep, quiet ocean. Lots of tiny shelled creatures sinking to the bottom." Then, she moved her finger up to the gray band, things got a bit murky, silt and mud washed in, maybe from a river. Her finger moved again to the top brown layer, and then the water got shallower, closer to a beach. This was the sequence of events, the order. It was plain as day to her. The white layer was oldest, the gray was in the middle, and the brown was youngest. That was her job, to know what came first, what came next, and what came last. But knowing the order wasn't enough. It was like knowing the chapters of a book are 1, 2, and 3, but not knowing if the book was written yesterday or 100 years ago. "The order is clear," she said, looking over at Spec's tent. "But how old is this chapter? Is it a dinosaur age story, or did it happen long after they were gone?" She needed a timestamp, a date printed at the top of the page.
Meanwhile, Spec was on an adventure in a world smaller than a grain of sand. A sliver from the gray rock layer was on a slide under his microscope. To him, it wasn't gray mud. It was a universe of beautiful, swirling shapes. "Ooh, hello there," he whispered as a fossil came into focus. It looked like a tiny, ornate spiral shell, no bigger than the period at the end of the sentence. A perfect Globotruncana. You don't see those every day. He carefully adjusted a dial, making the image sharper. And with a double keel. Very fancy. To Spec, these weren't just pretty shapes. They were clocks. He knew that this specific type of Globotruncana was a very picky creature. It only existed on Earth for a very specific, very short slice of time. If he found one, you knew exactly when you were. It was like finding a coin with a date stamped on it. He spotted another, and then another. They were all the same type. "Got it," he said with a grin. He grabbed a notepad and scribbled a number. 87 million years ago. He didn't have to guess. The tiny fossils told him the exact time. But a date without a story is just a number. He knew when, but Strata knew what happened. It was time to put their pieces together.
Spec walked out of his tent, holding his notepad like a winning lottery ticket. He hurried over to Strata, who was still examining the rock core.
I have a date for your murky mud chapter, he announced, his voice buzzing with excitement. Strata turned, a slow smile spreading across her face. Excellent. Tell me, what do your little clocks say? She asked. They aren't just clocks, they're globotruncana, Speck corrected gently. And they say this gray layer, this exact one right here, he tapped the dark band on the core sample, was formed 87 million years ago. Not 88, not 86, exactly 87. Strata's eyes lit up. Ah, of course, she exclaimed. That fits perfectly. She pointed to the layer in the core, then gestured to the massive cliff face behind her. So this entire band of rock, stretching all the way across the canyon, was the muddy bottom of a shallow sea during the late Cretaceous period. Speck nodded eagerly. My tiny fossils were swimming in that sea, he said. And my rock layer was the home they were buried in, Strata finished. Her grand story of changing oceans now had a precise date. Speck's tiny, time-telling fossils now had a place within that grand story. The big picture and the tiny details snapped together like perfect puzzle pieces.
Together, they looked at the cliff face again. It didn't look the same anymore. It wasn't just a stack of nameless ancient layers. It was a calendar, and they had just filled in a date. 87 million years ago, Strata said, her voice filled with a quiet sense of wonder. Right there, you can see the exact moment in time, turned to stone. And it's all because of some fossils so small you could fit 1,000 of them on your fingernail, Speck added, beaming. He looked at the tall cliff, and Strata looked down at his notepad. They both understood. I can tell you the order of things, Strata said, but you give the story its time. And I can give you the time, Speck replied, but you give my fossils their world. They had their answer for the gray layer. Now their eyes moved up to the next band of rock, the sandy brown one just above it. A new chapter was waiting, a new mystery. Strata would figure out the story of the stone, and Speck would find the tiny creatures that kept its time, and together they would continue to read the great book of the earth.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Strata and Spec. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.